What's going on, everybody? Welcome back to, wait, what did we call this? The All Out Blitz Podcast with Jeff.
Hey, I'm still here.
Brady's still here.
I didn't get kicked off yet.
Oh, that's awesome. Welcome back, man.
Oh, yeah.
We are back after quite a hiatus.
A little bit of a, just, you know, a little tiny, about 2 years, I think. Wasn't that much.
A lot going on, you know, within that time frame. But, you know, happy to be back. And all the fans out there, we are back.
Oh, yeah.
Long haul. Man, football's been...
Something.
Yeah. I mean, between you, you know, getting your playing time going and me stepping into coaching a lot more, it's been pretty busy and pretty crazy. So that, of course, is a little reason why for the AOB podcast hiatus. However, while you're going into your junior year of high school, I'm stepping into a new head coaching spot. However, watching, studying the game has been probably at an all-time high.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
So here we are back in the saddle. Hopefully we'll start bringing some excitement as we get back into this. Just talking to Brady as we were getting stuff situated here. Hopefully I remember how to use this machinery. Just felt like the right time to kick this in gear again. So let's we don't want to bore anybody with too much stuff from what has happened throughout that hiatus. However, feel the need to talk about some of the excitement from last season.
Oh, right? Yeah.
Looking at my man Dan Campbell and the Lions out there in Detroit doing their thing. Man, that was a fun team to watch.
Oh, my gosh. You have no idea.
Hopefully everybody had a great time watching them like we did. Just fun to kind of see that team go from nothing to truly something.
To the stars of Hard Knocks for one season.
Oh, my gosh. One of the best seasons, too.
That was like the first ever one I actually like watched, and that was awesome.
Yeah, I mean, that was too bad Jamal ain't there anymore.
Oh, yeah.
He had to go to New Orleans where everybody goes to
be
hated on. Sorry. Still Falcons fan.
I just don't care.
Exactly. But, you know, I think the Lions were kind of one of those stories last year, you know, as they made their way into the playoffs, they creeped their way in there. You know, taking the crown off the Packers for that NFC North division.
That was great.
I think it was just super cool to watch.
Yeah, and they made it to, like, the championship, too, didn't they? In the playoffs? Or was it divisional?
I would say it was divisional. Okay. It was very, very close. Would have been super cool to see them go the whole way. You know, it got so far in, you know, the Falcons were done about week three. So it was
the Chargers were about the same time.
It's kind of cool to see a team like that. Like I said, go from nothing to really something. I think they're built good for the long haul, kind of like the Texans.
Oh, absolutely.
Texans are another team that really shocked everybody with Stroud coming out playing the way that he did.
Texans are insane right now.
What was it, Will Anderson?
Will Anderson.
Just taking that defense by storm. Him and D'Amico Ryans, man, drawing some stuff up. I absolutely love it. That's going to be a team to watch this year, too, as they go to look to take that next step with that rookie deal for the QB.
Yeah.
Texans are another one to keep an eye out on. Another exciting team. Fun to see those young guys be successful when so many doubted them. You know, I think some people had Stroud really high last year. Some of them did not think he had what it took or what it takes to get the job done. He proved them all wrong. I love it.
At the end of the day, he is not a test taker. He's a football player.
Exactly. And that's all you need to do, especially in that league when that's literally the only thing you need to do.
That's it. Great. While we're on the subject of the Texans and him, good for them and him as well, like in his rookie year to take him in the playoffs.
Oh, yeah, for sure. With a lot of no-namers.
With a lot of no-namers and to beat the Browns in the process, too.
Yeah.
Like
rookie head coach.
Rookie head coach.
Rookie QB. Rookie defensive star.
Yep.
And they take the lead by storm.
And an insanely young team now, too.
Yeah, and they are truly built for the long haul.
Yeah.
They did it, of course, through the draft with getting Stroud and then getting Anderson and Stroud within just a couple of picks. Lions, again, another team that's doing it the right way. They're not just trying to buy players and make super teams, which is awesome, and I think lends to their leadership, which is another fun way to look at, you know, how this league is playing out. You know, Miami, another team.
Speed demons.
They are the speed demons. Those are some guys I love watching. Like watching McDaniel's coach and the way that he coaches. There's so much fun stuff that they implement, and a lot of it's player driven. You know, I think a lot of that culture there in Miami is because of the freedom that they have and how they play the game. It's a fun team to watch. You know, yeah. I think there were times where they looked like a Super Bowl caliber team, and a lot of times where they were just very underwhelming.
Yeah.
But those are kind of the top three that come to mind that really showed up and showed out last year when it came to just battling for a playoff spot.
Yeah.
Looking to take that that next step for that organization, and excited to see what the Lions do this year. Excited to see what the Texans do this year. And Miami is going to pretty much have an entirely overhauled defense because they got rid of just about everybody.
Yep.
But we'll see what that looks like as we come up to the season.
I'll tell you what, as a Chargers fan, there was no greater joy than watching the Dolphins slap 70 on the Broncos right in the face.
Yeah, that was
that was great.
That looks like a college team playing a high school team. That's pretty much what that amount. You're looking at a D1 college team playing a mediocre high school team right there is what it really felt like. And that was, you know, Denver, that was just a massive dysfunction last season.
Yeah.
Sean Payton and the way that he coaches, the way he runs teams. And then you have, you know, good old Rusty Russ out there trying to heave the ball and make something happen. That is not a match made in heaven.
No.
I think that was an awful pairing from the get-go.
Yeah.
Let alone the massive, massive, massive money that Russ was kind of guaranteed throughout that contract.
And now, since Russ is out of Denver and is now in Pittsburgh, the Broncos are now $85 million in debt.
Yes. So that was an awful organizational decision. I don't think it would have been as bad if Peyton, if they really wanted Russ as the QB of the future for them, don't go get Sean Payton.
Yeah, I think he really went in there. Honestly, I think he even went in there like really over his head. Peyton did.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, for sure.
And I feel like the fans obviously were like, oh, man, we're going to win it all this year and then proceed to win like four games.
Yeah, that was it was interesting to watch play out. We were up in Buffalo for that game against Denver.
Russ made one of the best throws and catches by Cortland Sutton I've ever seen. It's definitely the best I've ever seen in person.
Yeah, and they actually pulled that win out against Buffalo, too, which was crazy on Monday night.
Stupid golf players.
You never trust kickers.
Nope.
Anyway, sorry about that, all the kickers out there. But yeah, they're just not a good football team right now. They have way too many gaps, way too many holes they need to fill. That one draft is not going to fix the Denver Broncos.
And they're still losing players. Like as they're going through, they lost Russ, traded Jerry Jeudy. I think at least at some point they were looking to get rid of Cortland Sutton too.
Yeah. Yep.
That's all they're doing right now is honestly just losing players, and they still have the same coaching staff, essentially.
Yeah, I could see the whole coaching staff is – they're going in full rebuild right now.
Yeah.
I think right now is the perfect time to go and offer some draft picks for their top stars. I don't think – even Sertan, I don't think anybody is off limits right now when you're going to rebuild a team like this.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
I'd go offer like a – like a fourth rounder and get Sertan because that'll probably work right now.
I was about to say, have you seen all the starters that have been traded? I wouldn't be surprised, but honestly, you can get some really good value out of him.
Yeah, absolutely.
Well, while we're at the team talk, why don't we talk about our teams for a bit?
Sure.
The Chargers.
They have some more action going on.
We have whatever the freak's going on right now. Our wide receiver core's non-existent. Justin Herbert has been seen crying in his room by himself. Listening to sad music. We got Jim Harbaugh. That's probably been the brightest spot of our free agency so far.
Really excited about. Yes, but a coach can't actually win you football games.
No, it takes the team to do it, but coach is always part of it.
They are, but they can't play on the field.
We got rid of Eckler, which was honestly a great move to me because he's just a kind of crybaby. We got rid of Mike Williams. That one, that sucked. And then we got rid of Keenan Allen, which was awful. That was absolutely atrocious. I really wish there was some sort of way we got to keep him. We restructured Bosa and Khalil's contracts, so we got to free up some money. And now we're just kind of looking forward to the drafts. I think we'll be taking Joe Alt from what I've been hearing, which wouldn't be the worst thing by any means.
No. But
I would much rather prefer we go get a receiver.
Yeah, especially in those top picks. You know, I don't think the O-line is draft class that is as stacked as you would hope it to be. Where I do think there's a lot more receivers that you can get if you want to jump back at the end of the first or even in the second to the third. That would provide very good value.
There is, absolutely. That's the good thing about this receiving unit this year in the draft is that they're stacked to the brim with receivers
yes.
that are very good and could step in at any point if needed to.
Yep. And it's going to be interesting to see how it plays out, too, with the QBs when they actually all get taken. Are any of them actually going to fall to the second round? When you look at you know, I think Penix is kind of one of those guys where originally he was slated to go second round. Bo Nix, originally slated to go second round. McCarthy was originally slated to go second round. And now you're looking at all of them potentially being top 10 picks.
Yeah.
Depending on how the draft plays out, which those offensive tackle options that are slim, those stud receiver options that are there, are very quickly falling into the lower end of the top 10 and from 11 to 20.
Yeah.
So I think that's going to provide teams some additional flexibility. I don't know if there's really any teams that are going to reach outside of Minnesota for a QB.
I don't even know if they'll reach. I've been seeing all different kinds of things all over what used to be called Twitter, is now called X. About the Vikings trading up with possibly the Chargers or the Cardinals, I've seen.
Yep.
I've seen.
I don't know how far they're willing to go. I mean, they have to do something.
That's true, yeah.
Right? But, again, yeah, for the Chargers, though, a tackle in the first round, if they sit at 5 and stay there and pick, I don't think is the worst option.
It's not.
Just because you'll finally have another stable piece on the opposite side of Slater, and you are protecting that number one asset in Justin Herbert. So
it wouldn't be the worst. I'm not saying it'd be a bad decision by any means to go with Joel. He'd be an absolutely phenomenal pick for our O-line. I just think our receiver core needs more help than what the O-line does.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely.
Because we're currently sitting with Quentin Johnston, Josh Palmer, and Darius Davis is our receiving core.
Yes.
And possibly like another guy or two. I have no idea.
Did you guys get any tight ends?
We got Will Disley. We got Hayden Hurst.
Oh, that's right. You got Hurst. I forgot about that.
We did lose Gerald Everett, I'm pretty sure.
That's a bummer.
I don't remember where he went, though, if we did lose him. But yeah.
I think second round. Do you remember what your picks are in the second round?
I think we have like a 30-something pick in the second round.
Yeah.
I wouldn't be upset if the fifth pick either was Brock Bowers. I'd be completely okay with that.
Yeah, for sure.
Because he's a great blocker, he's also a great receiver, too.
Yep.
It's what we need, honestly.
Yep, exactly.
Get the best of both worlds in that one.
Yep, for sure. Trying to look it up here real quick. There is... Oh, yeah, 37. So you're right in line. I wasn't sure if you guys moved it all from other draft picks, swaps,
back with
or whatever.
Minnesota, this is a great way to segue right into the Atlanta Falcons this offseason. They got their new QB, Big Kirko.
Big Kirko Cousins.
Kirko Chance.
Now with the Atlanta Falcons. You know how I feel about this.
Oh, just go to Twitter.
I mean, I was calling for this one, I think, before the season even ended. I'm super stoked that Kirk Cousins is now the QB of the Atlanta Falcons. I was still hoping they'd go get Matt for another year just to come back. If they can get him to coach, I think that would be even better. I know him and Kirk are good friends, but that would be kind of cool. I don't know, man. I'm really kind of excited to see what happens with Raheem Morris now at the helm. Got rid of Arthur Smith, of course. He's now the OC for Pittsburgh. Raheem Morris back in Atlanta, though, I think is absolutely phenomenal. It was the right choice. I think more people are coming along to it now as time has passed since thinking, oh my gosh, we could have Bill Belichick. No, thank you. And it has nothing to do with the Super Bowl. It's just no. Give me somebody that's a little bit younger. Give me somebody that is hungry, that understands the city, the culture, the people, and what the fans of the Falcons are looking forward to. Raheem Morris is that perfect guy.
Absolutely.
Yeah. And then, of course, the staff that he's been assembling, I think it's going to blow people away when the season comes around. It's a fairly young football team again. You have some key components, of course, like Kirk that's been around. You got Jesse Bates that's still young, but he's been around. The offense, I think, is looking to do some great things. The defense, I think, is just going to be a stud again. I mean, looking back at last year, the defense was that bright spot.
I was about to say, when you were talking about Jesse Bates, I was like, speaking of which, he did
oh my
phenomenal
gosh.
For you guys last year.
Ridiculous last year.
Remember the first game, you got like two picks or something like that.
Yep. And it was, I think it's going to be super interesting to see what they do. Everybody's looking at, you know, edge rusher for the draft. That's a huge thing. I'd love to see, you know, Calais Campbell come back for one more year just to kind of really give it a go here. I think there's some good opportunity to take the NFC South back, getting a playoff spot and going on a little bit of a run maybe. But we'll see. I don't know. I could see edge. I could see a receiver. I could see taking a corner. I think there's a lot of options. I do think there's going to be a lot of very upset fans come draft night in 3 weeks. 10 days.
There you go.
I knew I was way off. 10 days. I don't know. I don't know what they're going to do. I could definitely see edge. It's not a huge draft class for edge rushers, but we definitely need somebody that's going to push the pocket in on people a little bit and speed rush. But, man, I can just see right now when, you know, quarterbacks go in the first five, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And then we're sitting there at eight, and I'm sure somebody may want to trade up, but if we stick at eight, they're going to end up passing on a couple of those top-tier wide receivers.
Yeah.
And if you can pair one of those top guys with Drake London, with Kyle Pitts, it's just you're going to have a lot of upset fans, I feel.
Yeah.
I don't know. Not so much. I think if we can get somebody like Ladd McConkey or Keon Coleman in the second round, I think that would be phenomenal. I would personally love for us to go corner early and get like a Quinyon Mitchell or somebody like that.
There's a great word to describe Falcons fans, and you can fact check this for me if you want to, and it's a word I don't use a lot, but it's a real good word to describe them. I think the word is fickle.
I was just going to say obnoxious and frustrating.
Well, yeah, that too. But I think
fickle I'm with you. I'm with you. I can definitely agree with that one. I think we need a stud corner to go next to AJ to really make that defense dangerous. If we go edge rusher, I'm not going to be upset. If we went wide receiver, I wouldn't be upset. If we do not go corner in the first round, I do believe we're going to go corner with our first pick in the second round. And if that's the case, I hope Kamari Lassiter from Georgia is still there.
You should ask if it's possible to draft a new team. Just a whole new squad.
That'd be fun.
Can we draft 64 players in one pick?
I would love to see Kamari Lassiter stay in the state of Georgia. Coming away from the Bulldogs, I think that would be a perfect pick to fit what that defense is looking to be, which is super physical. That's if we don't go corner in the first, which I believe, honestly, we're probably going to end up going edge in the first, corner in the second, and then we'll start filling guys in. That's just the way that I feel like they're going to go. But, you know, 10, 11 days will tell. I'm super excited. I think there's a great opportunity to take over the NFC South, get back into the playoffs, and start feeling good about Falcons football, which doesn't happen very often.
it's been a couple of years.
It's been a long time. It's been a long time coming.
Give it about three more years, it'll be a decade.
Yeah, you're right. But all right, well, let's talk about draft a little bit.
You just were.
I did. Well, I know, but let's talk about a little bit more about it, because if you remember last year's draft, there was. It's funny. I saw this article. I think it was honestly like 2 days ago. If you remember last year's draft, Will Levis, poor guy, dropped, sitting in that green room, and they just kept panning to him, and they're like, "Dude, you don't need to come back for day two." Like, he's like, "Nope, I'm there," and he was all alone.
Yeah.
Some of those guys that they feel the NFL feels might be in that same category where, man, they can really go in the first, but they may drop. They didn't even invite them this year because that's how bad they felt for Will Levis last year. And they don't want them to see these kids on the screen like that again, which I think is a super cool move.
It is.
From the NFL, just thinking about those players. I'm sorry. I mean, I know they're legitimately adults. They're over 18. But, man, they're kids. Like, they're still new to this.
Yeah.
And to have them just on the screen, like, why is he dropping? It does not make any sense. I think that was super cool to them, you know, for them to think about it that way. And just be like, enjoy the time with your family and your friends at home.
But because that's where the card comes in. Then it's like they're not just football players. Like they're also human beings.
Exactly.
They still like I guarantee they're still upset and they're like, why am I not getting picked?
It's funny you look at dudes like and they talk about it throughout the seasons all the time. Like you look at Amon-Ra St. Brown.
Yeah,
and he can still name all the receivers that went ahead of him in the draft.
Oh, that guy, like the back of his hand.
Like that drives some of these guys. But you do have to look at the other side. Like, man, I am slated to go, like, top 15. And then all of a sudden, you're sitting there, and it's pick 32, and you know that's not you. Like,
yeah.
It's a weird spot to be in.
That's because, like I said, you're just sitting there wondering, why haven't I been picked yet?
Yeah, because you definitely have the talent.
Yeah.
And it's just, it goes off that draft board and how those GMs and those administration guys, you know, in those rooms look at certain prospects.
Yeah.
It's funny. I'm just wondering if, speaking of draft and how they're looking at people and putting them up on their board, what do you think it's going to look like for Xavier Worthy that just broke the 40 record at the combine? You think it's going to be a John Ross kind of thing where somebody's going to reach? I mean, I honestly think Worthy is a better receiver than Ross ever was in college even.
Okay.
But I just wonder if somebody's going to be like, look at that speed.
I've already seen someone. It might have been the day that he did break that. I remember saying, I'm like, I will bet $50 the Chiefs take him with their last pick.
I know. And honestly, that's a really good spot for them.
It is, yeah, because Pat Mahomes could use like a new Tyreek, honestly.
Yeah,
the guy is just like a freaking track star.
Yeah, it's pretty ridiculous. But I remember when John Ross got drafted, and he set the new record for the 40, and here he goes,
and he does absolutely nothing. And
he did nothing. But Xavier Worthy is a good wide receiver.
I think if he does not go to the Chiefs within the 32nd pick, I think is what the Chiefs are picking. You know, I think he goes mid second round.
Yeah, I think it's funny. You look back over time, and I would say if this was still the Al Davis Raiders,
he would
get picked at pick 12.
Absolutely, absolutely.
That's just the way Davis always looked. If you're the fastest guy, you're going to the Raiders.
If you're fast, you're going to Vegas.
It's just hilarious, but it's not the Al Davis Raiders anymore. It's the Antonio Pierce Raiders.
They took whoever it was last year. That one Wilson guy, I think it was.
Who did they take last year? I can't even remember because that team was a nightmare too.
Yeah, but I'm pretty sure his last name was like Wilson or something.
I don't remember.
He wears number zero, I'm pretty sure.
Probably a punter.
No, it was the end.
So the draft, there are a couple of teams again this year that have multiple picks in the first round. You got Carolina that picks first and seventh.
Right.
Which one do you think they're not going to move from number one? I'm sorry, not first. What am I talking about? The Bears have first and ninth. Sorry, I was looking at the second round yet from when we were looking at the Chargers. The Bears have first and ninth. You know they're not moving number one.
No, I'm pretty sure they're taking Caleb number one.
Yeah. Do you think they will keep nine, or you do you think they look at what the Texans did last year when they picked, and then they moved right back up to, what was it, three or four? Do you think they're going to use that nine as leverage to go get a QB? Or do you think one of those stud wide receivers falls to nine and they could just sit still and get Caleb and get a receiver to jumpstart?
I think they could do a thing with maybe New England, I'd go with. They would trade the ninth pick and then, like, et cetera, with the ninth pick to New England. Mm-hmm. So then they get Caleb, then move back to three and take Marvin Harrison.
Yeah, and that's exactly where you'd have to go.
Yeah.
Exactly where you'd have to go. I see a lot of people with the Cardinals potentially looking at O-line.
It'd be phenomenal for us if they took Joe Holt.
I mean, O-line or receiver or trading out. That's what I mean. I see the Bears aren't moving at one. Commanders aren't moving at two.
No.
Patriots are a wild card to me. New coaches, right?
It's possible.
All new stuff going on. Do they want to grab somebody early or do they want to stack picks?
I think if it's a new staff, I think they're going to want to start fresh.
Yes.
So I could see it going both ways.
So it's curious. I don't know what Gerard Mayo is going to do. And the Cardinals?
But with Arizona, I think for them, you have to go O-line.
You have to do something, right? Because if you're sticking with Kyler.
You lost D-Hop.
Yeah.
You lost.
You still have Hollywood the same Brown. Coach.
You still have same head coach, still have Kyler, and you're sitting at the fourth overall pick. I think you have to go O-line.
You have to go line or wide receiver.
Those are the top two of your priorities.
Chargers at five.
I think it's hard. Receiver is number one.
I agree. It's hard not to. There's a lot of talk about them moving back, right, because somebody else wants to move up.
Yeah.
But it is hard to trade out of a top five spot.
Whenever you need something.
Well, not only that, but you also hope that you're not in that same situation next year.
Yeah.
Right? You're in the top 10. You don't want to be there every year.
No.
So you have to take advantage of those opportunities when you are. So I think if the price is right, they move. If not, you know, like you and I have talked about many times, I think Harbaugh is going O-line.
Yeah, it's because Joel is just like a Harbaugh pick because he wants the run game.
Yep.
But then I think number two of like our priorities is the run game. We need running backs. Maybe not
which need. The running back class is there are, I mean, there's good running backs, but there's no like, you know, when you look at like Saquon was probably one of the last big ones.
Yeah.
Like, holy crap, I need to get that guy.
Yeah.
So you can look and get somebody in a third round.
That's what I've been telling you is in the second or third round we need to take Blake Corum.
Yeah, I think third round would probably be a fit for that.
I
think him and Trey Benson out of Florida State are probably the top two.
Because we can repair him back up with Harbaugh,
yep.
And then if you do take Joe Alt, then he could be great for our new O line.
Yeah, and I think you can go Joe Alt at five. I think you can go wide receiver in the second round, and I think you can go Blake Corum in the third.
Yeah.
The Giants are sitting there at six. They have that big contract with Danny Dimes.
That's what I was just thinking. I'm like, do they? My
God. And you know nobody's taking that.
I know.
No one is taking that.
I think they have to go quarterback.
I think so too, but do they? I don't know.
If they don't go quarterback, they're going to go receiver. Because I think they're one of the teams that they need a lot.
Or do they need a corner?
I don't know. That new guy, he's been holding it down from what I've been hearing.
I know. Yeah, I think that's an opportunity pick if somebody wants to move up.
Yeah.
Because I don't know if they're going to be sure what they want to do at that point. They're going to have their board, right?
Yeah.
But I don't know if there's really any guys for them that's going to separate themselves. You can always use an edge rusher.
Always. Right. I'm up with Thibodeau.
So, young defense to set the stage. That's Giants football.
Yeah. If I was in their position, I think I would have to go quarterback.
That's got to be the toughest spot. I think in the top 10 right now of the draft this year is six with the Giants. What do you pick?
You have so many opportunities to go to, but you only have one chance at it.
Yeah. Because you know the top 3 to 4 are going QB.
Yeah.
Easy.
But then this is the good thing is the quarterback class for this year is pretty good for a little bit.
Yeah.
Is you have Caleb, Drake May, throw JJ in there.
Daniels.
What's his name out of Oregon?
Bo Nix. And you got Penix.
Michael Penix Jr.
But then you also look at guys like Spencer Rattler.
Yeah.
Jordan Travis from FSU. Like, there's a lot of guys that have some potential.
Yeah. That's the good thing is this quarterback class is still pretty good. So if you're the Giants at 6 and you don't take a quarterback and you take a receiver, you have to cross your fingers that there will be a receiver in the second or quarterback in the second round.
Yeah. Yep.
Because there will still be one or two in the second round. I guarantee it.
Yeah, I honestly don't think, like, Rattler, for example, I don't think...
Oh, he's not going to at least second.
Well, let's see, end of the second?
Yeah.
At the earliest? But he might be the most pro-ready.
Well, you know what they said that about Kenny Pickett.
Oh.
See how that turned out.
Yeah, well, that was a bit of a reach for Pittsburgh, but if you can get him at the end of the second, I think that's a solid pick. Yeah. Early third, something like that. I don't think that's considered reaching. And Travis from Florida State is back on the field after that big injury he had, that ankle injury.
Yeah.
He's back on the field now, so he's coming. I mean, I think, and he was a solid quarterback.
He was, yeah.
I think that's an interesting, some interesting options there. Let's take a look at the Titans at 7. New coaching staff.
I'd say for them.
No dump truck. No Derek.
Yeah, they got Tajay Spears, though.
I know. And they're not going to take a running back first round anyway. But I'm just saying, lots of changes in Tennessee.
I think they also either go receiver or O-line.
I agree.
Either receiver or O-line.
O-line, I think, you know, they don't have Taylor Lewan anymore. No. I think tackle is a sore spot for them right now. They got to shore up that O-line.
Maybe they could be ones to trade up with Chargers or something and take Joe Alt.
Possibly. Quite possibly.
Yeah, I think they have to go either receiver or O-line for the Titans at 7.
Then we got Atlanta at 8.
Ooh, team.
That's tough for me.
No, honest answer, I think...
I think it's got to be Edge.
Yeah, that would be good for them.
Edge or corner, I'm fine with.
Because you would like to get someone else who can pair up with AJ Terrell.
Yeah. So corner, you know, there's a couple of guys there at the top that would not be a reach in my opinion. At which, honestly, what do I know? When they took AJ, I was ticked off because there were other guys on the board that I wanted.
That was pretty funny.
But the dude's a stud. I mean, it is what it is.
I want Javon Kinlaw.
Yeah, exactly. Oh, it was a horrible night. I
think they go receiver, too.
I think it's possible.
Because you want to get Kirk someone aside from Drake London and Kyle Pitts to throw to.
Yeah, I mean, when you look at a Drake London type of injury, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, he gets in, then what do you got? And, yeah, we got some guys, right, that can maybe fill in and do some things.
No number one guys, though.
You have to have a one guy that's going to shift that defense around.
Yeah.
So if you have Drake and somebody that can finally leverage Kyle Pitts.
Go get yourself Romo Dunze.
Yeah.
Go get him.
I think that would be a lot of fun.
Be great.
I would personally love, like I said, I could see edge, corner, receiver, first three rounds.
Yeah, definitely.
Goes in that direction. And I honestly, I would not be upset. I think there's potential, too, where we move back. See who's desperate.
Yeah.
You know, if there's somebody that really wants someone, see who's desperate. See what guy you can maybe you can pluck somebody from another team that's going to fill another void that you don't have to worry about drafting.
Yeah, definitely.
And then get somebody solid. A lot of opportunity for them. I'm going to say this, and I'm going to have to eat crow at some point, but I don't think you can go wrong with a pick this year at 8 or trade back. I don't think there's a wrong pick in the first round.
Unless you were intentionally trying to do something stupid. I don't think so.
Exactly. And Raheem is not that type of guy.
No.
He's and not Fontenot Davis. Is not that type of guy.
He's not on Davis.
Yeah. Bears at 9. We already talked about that one a little bit. I think that's going to be used to move around a little bit.
I can definitely see it.
Or maybe try to get some superstar from somewhere and trade for that 9th pick. Yeah, it'll be interesting to see what the Bears do. It'll be very interesting to see what the Bears do. And then we have the Jets at 10. I know they want to tackle.
I was just about to say, I think they're going O-line on that one.
I think they're going to go tackle. I mean, Rodgers can hurt himself, right? Yeah. But I think go tackle is where they go. I know they were looking at getting rid of Becton. A lot of opening in that offense right now, too. Defense, I don't think was too bad last year.
Nah, it wasn't awful.
But I don't think they'd ever pass up a really good corner or a really good edge guy either.
No, because I think is their second guy DJ Reed over there in New York at corner?
Yeah. Yep.
That's what I mean. So he's not bad, but it wouldn't be the worst to get another one.
So they have some interesting. I think they're sitting pretty at 10. Let the first 5 shake out, see what's left, and then evaluate and see where they go from there. But I think they're in a really good spot at 10. For what they want to do if Rodgers can make it past 4 plays.
Definitely.
We'll see what happens there. Did you by chance happen to see their uniform, whatever, unveiling?
I did.
Are you like me where I'm not really sure what the difference is?
That was my exact response. It was like, what?
I love how they came out, what was it, a month ago, and they're like, we're getting a new logo, new uniforms. And I looked at them, and I'm like,
it looks like the exact same thing.
There are very slight differences.
It's like the most minute difference you could have made to the uniform. They did it and said, these are our new uniforms.
Yeah. Okay. It's not just me, then. That's good.
No. That's it. I've seen people on Twitter, too, are just like, what did they do different?
Yeah. No clue. Good for them. Whatever.
And I saw all kinds of teams are going to be getting new uniforms, something like that. I saw the NFL is allowing, like, a third helmet option now.
I did see that. Everybody's hoping for Atlanta to bring the red ones back.
They should.
I would love it.
I've been seeing people with like our Navy uniforms to get a Navy helmet.
Ooh, there you go.
Kind of like the early 2000s.
Yep.
Like those ones.
Yep. That'd be awesome.
Yeah.
Cool. What else is there to talk about? That's the top 10. We won't go further because then it can just get all kinds of craziness.
Yeah.
I'm looking forward to the draft. I'm super pumped.
I am too.
10 days away, man. It's always a great time in our house around NFL draft time.
Yeah.
I watched a lot of the combine this year. It's always super fun to watch.
That's it. Now everything that I have wanted to happen has happened. So now I'm just looking forward to the draft.
Yeah. It's the thing that still disappoints me about the combine is all the guys that are like, I'm not going to do this or I'm not going to do that or I'm not going to do this, which – you know, there's a part of me that gets like, I'm not going to throw here, or I'm not going to run the 40 here, or I'm not going to do this.
Yeah.
Right? Because you can hurt something.
And then you also proceed to not do your pro day.
Yeah. That to me is, that was rare.
Yeah.
Normally guys will skip the combine because they want to do their pro day and they're focusing on the pro day because like for a quarterback, right? If you're not going to throw at the combine, you're going to do it at your pro day because you're going to throw to your wide receivers to make yourself look really good because you already have that chemistry.
Yep.
But to not do anything at the combine and then to not do your pro day.
I think at some point it just gets to a point where you're kind of just lazy.
I don't know if...
Because like...
I look at you're extremely cocky.
Yeah.
And you do things that not necessarily go against the grain, because I'm all for that. If you want to do something different, go for it. But it's the mannerisms, it's the body language, it's the talent could all be there.
Absolutely.
But if the rest of the stuff doesn't align, that's some red flags for me. You know what I mean? Like, that's just weird. I'm not going to get into that, though. But yeah, it's just odd. I like to see the guys go out there and do that. That's why I love the draft so much. I love to see these dudes, you know, reach their dreams of what they're doing and see just kind of the happiness that's within them and their family at the time, because it's so much work and sacrifice to get to that level.
That's like finally paid off.
Yeah, and I enjoy that success with them. It's just a ton of fun to watch and just see it happen, you know, and it's everything's organic and it's natural and it's just awesome to see. Yeah. So, you know, to see people, I'm not going to do this, I'm not going to do that. I'm like, to me, it's a personal thing. It's just more of a bummer. Yeah. I wanted to see them do something. But it just seems like every year it's more and more.
Yeah.
So, I don't know. That's all I got.
Yeah, I mean, we've kind of covered the majority of things, I'd say.
Yeah. Man, it's been fun talking ball again, though.
Oh, yeah.
It always is. It always is.
Yeah, there's, like, little minute things that we haven't covered, but it's nothing, like, too big anyways.
Nothing crazy.
No.
Nothing crazy.
That's what this already been the off season where already the big cuts and trades have kind of happened.
Yep.
Got to the point where Tom Brady's teasing his NFL return.
We're almost through that.
It happens once every season.
It does. We're almost through that now.
Yeah, wait till he's 60, then we'll just be done with it.
And he'll come back one more time with gray hair.
Yep.
And a walker, because he can't touch him.
Yep. Oh, so let's not get started on the new rules and whatnot.
I'm not even talking about him. That's just aggravating. We're just going to flag football and be done. Back to J.J. Watt. He knows.
Oh, yeah. And make him like an executive or something.
Exactly. Oh, man.
While we're at it, I was thinking about it earlier, the UFL started, or UXFL, or the UCLA Bowl.
Yeah.
Something like that.
I'm not interested.
I know. I saw, like I was telling you the other time, it's like someone's report was like, it's good football. It's just, I can't get into it.
Yeah. I mean, like, and I said to you before, too, I'm rooting for the Brahmas, San Antonio. My man AJ Smith is there. Yeah. As the OC, so it's kind of fun to watch him run the air raid and everything he goes to.
It's been cool watching that. But as a fan as well of the YouTuber Destroying, to actually see that his football dreams have come true and have sad landed within like the span
of this season,
3 weeks.
Yep. Yep. It's always important to learn and be taught how to tackle, fellas.
Yeah.
Because not only did it happen in Friday Night Lights, which was a show and a movie, but it happened to Destroying as well.
Exactly.
Do not tackle with your head.
No. That's it. But yeah, that was fun to see him actually play professional football for once.
It was. That was cool. I always watch his videos of him booting 60-yarders and stuff. And
yeah.
It's him keeping after that dream, I think, is something that's honestly inspiring to people, especially kids that are watching him.
Absolutely.
I mean, just you got to keep working for what you want. And if you want it, don't stop.
Yeah.
Don't stop.
So from the All Blitz podcast, we're sending our best wishes and a speedy recovery to Destroying.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Get back out there and start kicking some things again. So, but with that, I think we'll end the show. But appreciate everybody coming back. We'll get back on this again in a regular cadence now that we are back. Super excited. Thank you to everybody that's kind of stuck with us and even listened to stuff again as we were not on the air. But appreciate everybody being there and expect a lot more from us probably once to twice a week. We'll do more as we get closer to the draft. We'll do another preview. Maybe we'll throw together a mock draft and kind of cover one in the next episode.
I mean, you've only done
like 612, just for fun, you know.
I've done like one.
I know. I really wish I saved that one. That was like my monster draft. I'll have to see if I
see it somewhere. You just go stupid with him at some point. Oh,
it was stupid, but let me tell you what, if I could pull that off, I'd be the GM of the decade. Maybe we'll do one of those just for fun. But we'll talk through that. We'll talk through the draft as it happens in 10 days. You know, we'll do a review each day to kind of cover, you know, round one and then round two and three and then so on.
A preview and a review.
Exactly. And we'll get things going. And then, you know, other things will pick up. All right, and that's when the season really, really starts to get fun.
That's it. Then when the season kicks off, we'll be back with all of our previews and reviews for every single game and each week and all good stuff.
Right back at it again. Love it.
Yep.
Awesome. Well, for us here at the All Blitz Podcast, stay safe, stay healthy, and peace out.